Just give me one moment while I'm pulling up the pricing for you, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Sure. Thanks, Dan. Hi, Veronica. This is Gail. How are you today?
Good, good, Gail. How are you?
Good. I'm doing great. I'm the regional pricing director for the Texas area. Dan mentioned he had a company on the other line that was a good match for a listing we're filling out on Google. So he sent you over to me. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
You bet. So it sounds like you've been chatting about the listing that we're filling out today. And now what I'll do, Veronica, I'll walk you through how everything works, answer any questions you have as we go, and get pricing for you as well. And it looks like Dan had requested some credits for new in business rates for you, so I'll get those applied.
Okay.
That should reduce your rate nicely. And then if everything makes sense for you and it makes sense for us, we'll go ahead and get you set up on this listing today. Fair enough.
Okay. What,
right.
That's attached to this?
Yep, I do. I do. So, and I should actually back up a little bit. One of the first things that we'll do, and Dan may have mentioned too, is that we'll actually close the Rocherin area for your category of painting. And we close it for a 50-mile radius around your home base. So what that means for you is in that 50-mile radius, we'll never work with or promote any of your competitors into that first page position. So EV Paint and Remodel is the only company we'll be placing there. And then we do all of the programming necessary so that when anyone is searching for your services, you show up right in the map section on the first page, and then they're able to just click and call you directly. We don't filter or screen the calls at all.
Okay.
They all go directly to you, and we don't charge for them. Clicks, calls, leads, jobs, however they've been labeled over time, are all unlimited.
Okay.
And Veronica,
I
have to apologize for my voice. It's crackling in and out. I picked
don't
up
worry.
A cold somewhere. So
oh,
if I crack,
I understand, if I, Gail. I was like that a couple of days ago. My voice was
oh, my gosh.
So, yeah.
And, you know, it's funny. I feel great. I do not feel like I have a cold, but the whole voice thing.
It's just the voice. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And then now I was looking to see what you had so far for online presence and how you were showing up. And Dan had noted you don't have a website yet.
No, I told Dan that my husband has been in the business since he was in his 20s, he's 50, so he's got about maybe 30 years of experience working commercial business construction. He then just recently decided to open his own business. Although he can do a lot of things, but he just strictly wants to stick to maybe drywall, painting, you know, but he does commercial. That's what he's been doing. He doesn't do homeowners.
Okay. Good to know. Perfect. Okay. All right. So what we'll do then is we'll use any of the services that you want to list as your keywords. That way, when folks are searching for those services, you come up in the map for the services that you're offering. Now, I noticed I came across an Angie's page for EV Paint.
Yeah.
Now, they've got you listed as a general contractor.
No.
Is that?
That's incorrect.
Oh, gosh.
No,
okay.
That's incorrect. That's,
okay.
That is incorrect. Yeah. No, the general contractor is, I know, no.
You don't do all of the rest.
Exactly. So, I mean, general contractors, they do the whole shebang, you know.
Right.
Yeah. So
now, do you do you do remodels also, or truly
yes.
just want to stick with?
No, one of his recent jobs that he finished was a remodel
of
a training center. So,
oh wow!
It was from painting to replacement, changing windows, stuff like that. So it was quite an extent of a project. So
that's awesome.
Fresh washing, you know, what to do with all that. So yeah.
Oh my!
To do with drywall remodeling, stuff like that. Now, if you want a general contractor, will start from scratch. You know, so basically, we would be considered subcontractors. You know,
okay.
I would think so, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
He's not in, so you know, he has a more of a general of a idea of the terminologies and stuff like that. But I'm almost sure that. Basically, general contractors are the people that actually get the, and I can Google this, I guess.
No worries.
But,
no worries.
Anything that has to do with that.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So that's how we'll list you then, and we'll key in on commercial too, to help weed out, and, you know, some of the homeowner type calls that might, you know, somebody that might stumble on you.
And I was telling Dan that the reason why we don't do a lot, well, we stay away from homeowners is because some homeowners they'll reach us from, you know, 50 or 60 miles away, and they just need like a door, you know, or something like that.
Oh,
so,
my gosh. Not really worth the drive.
Or they just want to room paint it, you know, so.
Those are probably not worth driving to by the time, the gas and the time and okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, now we are insured, fully insured, so I mean that is not a problem. So,
And now I was looking to Veronica. I couldn't find a Google business profile for you. Is that something that you filed for and it's just on the way or still working?
Yeah, and what I was telling Dan is that I haven't set up a website or set up the website yet. I was working on that, but he said that could be something that maybe, you know, I guess in his area could maybe help or something set up.
Yeah, we might actually be able to. So we'll get your Google business profile going also. And I'm sure you're familiar you've seen the Google business profile. You know what it looks like, I would assume. Okay, perfect. And that's actually one of the first things that people will see when they do that search and find you in the map. So we'll get that going, and we don't charge for that, and Google doesn't charge for the listing itself, so there won't be any charges there. And, you know, Veronica, I mean, you guys are truly a perfect fit for the listing, given that you can take on more business, you're well-established in business already, and everywhere I look, you're a 5 out of 5 star rated company. They're either 5 stars or no notations. And in our world, no notations is as good as 5 star ratings. So that's a good thing. So let me get my pricing screen up and get things plugged in here, and I'll get that credit applied that Dan had asked for also. And I'm going to see if I can find any others that might help get our price the best we can for you. So while that's loading, our pricing is on a flat monthly rate, and it'll never be more, and not even by a penny. We don't charge for clicks, leads, or calls, so you'll never find charges for those on there. We don't even add taxes. So it's always the same price. Doesn't matter if you pick up 10 new customers mm-hmm. or 110 new customers. Your pricing is always exactly. the same. Oh, I was going to ask you, are you using Facebook at all, Veronica, for the company?
No, and that's, like, again, that's in the works along with the whole, you know, website. You know, so I was told by a friend about this person, and not saying any names, but about this person
no
who does that as a living, you know, as
right.
extra money on the side or something. So I said, okay, well, let me just get them to do all of that, and I haven't had any luck lately. So I'm getting a little. So yeah, and that's what I'm asking. So if y'all do offer to do a website along with, you know, but as far as the Facebook, I'm sure that it's not going to be I'm hoping it's not going to be a big thing.
No, it's pretty easy. In fact, if you wanted to do a Facebook page for business, we can actually, we'll walk you through how to set it up. Or how to just get it online, and then we can help too with like setting pictures and things in it. So
okay.
No worries there, not a big deal. So I got our pricing screen to load here finally
okay.
for Texas. Pricing also, I guess a good way to say it is month to month. We don't lock you into a contract. We really just don't believe in it. We feel if we intend to do our job, then there's no reason to lock you into a contract. So, I'll make sure month to month is good with you. So I'm gonna rattle off the retail here, just so we've got a starting point, and then I'm gonna get those credits in there. So retail is coming up at $399 a month. With a one-time $299 setup, but let's get your credits in here. Oh, Dan did a good job for you. Okay, beautiful. So that brings your credits applied, brings your monthly down to $199. So it took $200 off your monthly, and then it looks like it took $200 off of your setup too. So the setup then is just $99, and that's a one-time only. You'll never see or hear from it again. So then it is just a flat $199 on a month-to-month basis, and that includes programming your Google Business profile so that you appear in the map section when anyone is searching for your services. Let me see. It's got some inclusions that it threw in here for you. Okay, good. That's what I was hoping for. I had to wait until we got to this point to be able to say yes or no on website. It did throw in a website for you. I thought it might, but I didn't want to be wrong.
Okay.
So the answer on website is yes, and at no charge. So what it's giving me is that we'll build it, host it, and do ongoing maintenance on the website at no charge. So that's an extra that's included. So the website then will be Google compliant and optimized, of course. We'll tie it in with your Google Business profile. And if y'all have got before and after pictures or even just afters, I would imagine you probably got quite a few.
Yeah, he does.
Okay. Wonderful.
And sometimes I ask them, don't forget to take pictures of you. Oh, so they get so into the project that they forget. But I'm sure
right.
I can get some for you.
Awesome.
Okay.
Well,
perfect.
We'll do. We'll use your pictures on your website, and as you get new ones or different ones, if you want to switch them out. All you'll need to do is just let us know, and we'll show you how to upload them to us. And you'll also be able to get into the back end of your website and make changes yourself if you'd like. and if you have time for it. But if you don't, just let us know.
Girl, Gail, that's the key. If I would only have more than 24 hours to.
You're not kidding.
And since like he's starting, you know, not knowing what he's doing, but I'm talking about like starting a business.
Right.
You know, I really have not hired anybody to, you know, take a board, you know, and start this.
You
always give it a couple of months, you know, before, you know, you get at 100%. So.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. And then we'll also get your directory submissions done. So we submit to up to about 60 of the more popular directories for your area. So, for example, Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, and Yep, and Chamber of Commerce. There are about 60 of them usually. Kudzu.
And that's great because his Google account for his email for his business is a Google account. So.
Oh, wonderful, okay. Wonderful. Okay, perfect. Well, Veronica. Oh, awesome. Awesome. Well, this makes sense from our angle. You're definitely a company we'd like to place in the map section.
Thank you, Dan. Now, you said that y'all don't work specifically for Google. Y'all work for Local Splash?
Correct. Our company is Local Splash, and we're a Google Premier Channel partner. So Google doesn't work directly with small and mid-sized businesses. Right. They rely on their partners like us to do that. And we've been in business for, it's December now. I was going to say next month, but our birthday is December.
Wow.
So we're 18 this month.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And we've been Google Premier Channel partners for, I believe, 16 of those years. So Premier Channel partner is the highest partnership level a company can achieve with Google. And basically what it means is Google actually came to our offices and trained and certified our staff in how to best deliver your information to them to get the results that we offer.
And now, during all this pandemic, I mean, that's where the business is, you know, it's all about, all of this.
Yeah. I know everything's gone so virtual these days, but I love Google. I okay Google from my phone all the time. Our TV system, I'll call it. The remote has an OK Google option on it, which I love. It's awesome to be able to say, OK Google, find Micro How America Works. And
I do the same. So
do you? That's awesome.
Yeah, I do the same. Yeah. So bottom line, a month to month. And the best price you could do is $199, of course. $199, not including the setup fee of $99.
Right. So the setup is a one time only. So today it'll be $298, and then there's nothing due until the January 1st, and then it'll just be the flat $199 from there on out. Never anything more. Mm-hmm. And even though we're getting you in with the discounts, you're locked in at the $199 for life. So it'll never go up regardless of what retail prices do. I would expect they usually raise them on January 1. Oh, what was that?
No, I was, my daughter walked in and I was speaking Spanish because she just took a test with her. So I told her like there was food in the kitchen.
No worries.
My office is like next door. Yeah, we have I have the office next to the kitchen, so you know,
oh,
a couple steps away from
right.
My study room is in there, so
and mine is too. mine's right next door to the kitchen too.
That, now that that it's, you know, with this pandemic, they've all, you know, a lot of people working from home now.
Right.
And, well, I'm going to go ahead and subscribe. Go ahead and do it.
Okay. Awesome.
So
let me grab, first I'm going to grab your listing. I don't want it to go anywhere. So let me grab it and close it. And then I'll just need to gather some information from you. We'll do billing, get everything all set. And then, let's see. There we go. Okay, got it. Got your listing. We're good. Now, I don't need digits just yet, but on the credit card that you're going to use, does your middle initial appear? I hate this part because it makes us ask that right at the front end. But
it's under my husband, Eden, E-D-E-N, last name okay. Garza, G-A-R-Z-A.
Got it. Okay. And then...
And, of course, it says EV paint and remodel. So,
okay.
Below it, so.
And then does his middle initial appear on that card or no?
No middle initial.
Okay. And it's E-D-E-N and then Garza, G-A-R-Z-A.
So it's E as in Edward, V as in Victor, and then face, paint, and then the symbol and remodel.
Got it. And is there an Inc. or LLC behind that, Veronica?
No.
Okay.
Not yet. And
okay.
That's another thing that this person was also going to set up for me, and they haven't done anything. So I did do the registration, got the, you know, got all everything set up as here, local, but, you know, this person was going to be submitting everything through, to get the LLC and stuff. They also haven't done. So I'm telling you, I put everything on that person, hoping, you know, wishing that they could, you know, work with all of that. And of course, you know, I was going to pay them. But I gave them all the information and they haven't followed through. So
wow. Okay. Okay. Well, shoot. Now, do you have a logo?
See that? See, I'm telling you. So that's yeah. See? So
that's okay.
We're gonna work on the logo. We're gonna work on the website, on the Facebook. Getting the LLC. You know, everything that pertains to getting up and running. The only thing that I did was, me personally, I just went to get a DBA. I got my tax ID number. I got my insurance, you know.
Oh, good.
You know, I have my, umbrella policies and I got my,
you've been busy.
Comp, you know, so everything. So.
Oh my! Well,
I work in the insurance business, so I've been a claims adjuster for over 26 years. So as far as insurances, you know, insurance companies and stuff like that, and auto, commercial and stuff like that, I'm very knowledgeable over stuff like that. So
nice.
I was sure to get that part, you know, protected. But as far as getting all this other stuff. I was relying on this person and unfortunately, and let me just put it down here because I had it on my little other notebook here. So let me just put here, logo.
So Veronica, I'm going to get that logo done for you too. So I'm making a note here for our tech team. So what they'll do is you can give them some ideas of what you want in it. If you have, did you need to grab that phone on? Go ahead. It's okay.
No, it's fine. They can leave me a message.
Okay.
What I was going to say is that, and that was my mistake, I guess, whenever it came down to, signing up and all. You know, I mean, as you probably know, there's a lot of companies out there. So I, of course, you know, I Googled EV, you know, so there's an EV,
right.
There's a EV, you know, ENV out of, let's see, they have like luxury, I think is one of them, or enhanced, something like that. It had some other words on it. But one of the ones that was closest was ENV, and I think they're out of Georgia, I think. I can't remember. EV, but if they have, I think they're out of Georgia. It's out of state, somewhere out there, and you can't remember where, but it says EV paint and remodeling, I think, painting and remodeling. So they have the ING on it. So it's not exactly the same. So that's the only one that kind of bothered me, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. You know, but of course, you know, when I did the search, I only did it for Texas. I didn't do it for other states, and I should have because we're fixing to get into an account with a storage company that is out of their station in New York. So we're hoping we can get an account.
Veronica.
Vendors. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wonderful. Well, and two, okay, so as you add services, let us know because we'll get those into your keywords too. So like if you add something new, definitely let us know. We'll get that in all the right places. Okay. Now Veronica, for our phone number, I've got 281-808-5531. Is that your direct cell phone or is that a company cell?
No, that's a company cell phone.
Okay.
Mine is the, I can provide it to you as well. You'd like me to?
I'm ready.
That is the company cell phone. My cell phone, personal is 832-434-2029.
Perfect. So what I'm doing is I'm setting you up as the preferred contact for us to contact you guys, for website things. It is. Didn't want to take it at first, but there we go. And then, is your last name also Garza, I would assume?
Yes, Garza. G-A-R-Z as zebra is apple.
Perfect. And what's a good email address for you, Veronica?
My personal email is V as in Victor, and then my last name, Garza, G-A-R-Z as in zebra, A as in apple.
Okay.
2015.
Whoops, 2015.
I have an iCloud. Well, they set it up on my phone, so I have an iCloud. But you're welcome to also, I also have I set up on my phone the Google business account. I mean,
let's use that one.
Yeah. Okay. You can use, it's basically the company name, but no spaces, EV, paint. I think there's no and. Let me just make sure. It's EV Paint Remodel. Let me make sure. I don't want to give you the wrong email here. you know, it's once it's set up, you kind of like, and of course, you know, you got passwords, emails here and there. And
right.
You remember everything.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's... For sure.
Well, you're looking for that. Are you the one that typically answers the 281 number?
Yeah.
Okay, super.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure I get all the names and numbers.
Like, if you can't get me on one, you'll get me on the other one for sure. So.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah. Yes. Give me one second. I do apologize.
Oh, it's quite all right. And I'm actually going through and filling in a couple of other things that I need.
Yeah, so it's EV, paint, remodel. So there's no plan, okay?
All right.
At gmail.com.
Perfect.
And it's not plural. I mean, it's not ING. It's just L with, like, paint, remodel, R-E-M-O-D-E-L.
Gotcha. Perfect. All right. And so, Veronica, I'm going to send you a couple of emails, and we'll just make sure that they make it to you. The first one is going to be, there we go. I had to re-log back into all my Google stuff this morning. It did a restart, basically.
Yeah. Oh, and, yeah. I'm familiar with those restarts, too, so absolutely.
There we go. Got to get it to play yet this morning. So we go. So the first email is strictly informational, and it's information about our dashboard and analytics area. So you'll have an area on our site that you can log in anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from, update your billing if you need to, upload photos for us. There's a lot that you can do in there, but the data especially, we want you to know how everything's performing mm-hmm. for you. And
okay,
then
perfect.
The second one, you bet. The second one, I need to adjust and get your discounts in. It's a stock email, so I need to just make it match. Okay, perfect. I want you to have the exact price and package that you're getting in writing. So I'm fixing this one up for you, and then I'll send that one over. Did the first one make it, Veronica?
I'm sorry, Gail, what was that?
Did the first email make it to you?
Let me see. You sent it to the V Garza, or do you send it to the...
I sent it to evpaintremodel@gmail.
Okay.
And then the second one is on the way, too.
Yes, ma'am. I got it right here. Yep. Got it.
Oh, awesome.
Yep,
awesome. All right. Word
in analytics and Google and Facebook market.
Super. All right.
Okay.
And then I'm pulling your address from the Angie's page, 8330 County Road 80. Is that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, super. Get that updated. Let's see. It doesn't want to come up with Rasharon.
Let me give you, because there's been a lot of development, a lot of subdivisions, and they just recently changed our street name, which is not on Google.
Okay.
So
I'll tell you what, the address that I input here will have to match the credit card billing. Or wherever the credit card goes to. So if that's correct, if that is your mailing address.
So basically it is the same 8330. It's just that instead of County Road, it says Tursley, T-U-R-S-L-E-Y. And then so Tursley, T-U, like I'm gonna go ahead and give you the spell it out. T as in Paul.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. U as in umbrella. R as in Robert. S as in Sam. L as in Larry. E as in Edward. Y as in yellow.
Perfect.
Boulevard. But you just have to abbreviate BLVD.
Gotcha.
Okay, and it is Rasharon.
Uh-huh, it likes that.
And Rasharon, you spell it R-O-S as in Sam, H-A-R-O-N.
Okay.
The code, Texas, 77583. Did that come up?
Yes, ma'am. Perfect, thank you.
I'm telling you, it's they changed it, and some people go, like, when I have to order stuff from Amazon or from anywhere, I have to put my 83 County Road 80, or else it will
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
We can't find you. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Yeah, we moved years ago to the country, and we have 8 acres, and three of them, we try to keep it in part of our, business and stuff, and they just opened up so much development, and they said,
well,
we're going to change the street because we're going to make it a boulevard someday.
Oh, wow. Okay. You know, they've been changing They've been changing our streets around here too. It's just, it's crazy. And so
your direct number and your extension.
Yes, you bet. So I'm the lead on your account, and so you'll talk more with my technicians and my team members probably than you will with me. But I'm always here. You're welcome, and I do always take calls from my clients. I'm on the phone a lot though, so if you get my voicemail, do leave me a message. And I will call you back. And then I'm also texting you customer service. That's actually where you'll reach your technicians.
Okay.
So you can put them in your phone too.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to send you another info link, and I'll send this by text.
So it's basically also the same number as yours. It's the 877. The technicians don't have an extension, and that service payment.
You got it. You got it. You're absolutely right. And then I'm also sending you an info link on the call tracking, just how the call tracking works. And let's see, where are we? See what else we need. Oh, what would you like to show for your hours of operation?
I would say normally 8 to 5, I would say.
Okay, perfect. Should we say Monday through Friday?
Calls after, Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. And that's, you know, that's nice. I see people list 24/7, and I always suggest you do, you know, normal daytime hours. Then you have the option. If somebody calls at midnight, you can take the call or not. And nobody's expecting you to take it. So, yeah, this leaves you some options.
So, Gail, let me ask you something. So, I know that once you place yourself on Google and you post it out there and Facebook and all that, I mean, you're open for any type of business, I guess. Anybody was going to be calling you. You might be getting calls from, you know, homeowners versus, you know, commercials and stuff. So it's just going to be broad, open.
Yeah, exactly. And then you have the option too. Yeah, I mean, so something else too that I do want you to know, and we'll actually set up a security question and answer. It's something we have started doing internally with our clients, because you'll get calls. One I can think of right off the top of my head that almost always I can guarantee they'll call is Yelp. So once we get you listed on Yelp, they will call you and ask, or they'll tell you you need to subscribe, I don't know what it is, per month, in order for your website or your whatever to do blah, blah, blah. I'm not sure what their claim is. But what I want you to know is, you're free to accept or decline as you see fit, obviously. Know that either way, whichever way you make that decision, a yes or a no, is not going to affect what we're doing or what I've promised you. Okay. Good.
Okay.
And two, I had a client called me just a couple of weeks ago. Someone called and said, we need $200 in order for your website to be visible, whatever their claim was. And it was really vague about who they were. And the client thought it was us. And I had to explain that no, it wasn't. But for you to know, Veronica, we don't ever call you asking for more money. So if you get a call asking for more money, it's not us. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not us. So don't think you're obligated. Okay, good. All right, so let's go ahead and list out your services. So, of course, we're going to say painting, and we're keying in on commercial. In fact, I'm going to say commercial only. Okay, and then drywall. Now, for drywall, do you want me to list it as, like, drywall repair, or would Eden hang an entire room of drywall?
Yeah, like he pretty much, he can do repairs, he can do,
Nice.
You know, which is drywall to me is pretty much sheetrocking, framing, whatever, putting up doors, windows, taping,
now,
prepping, all that, painting, you know, so.
Now, do you want me to list doors and windows as part of your services?
Well, I don't know. One of the other things he does is epoxy flooring too.
Really?
So the way that, so what he's, he just recently did it, on somebody, on that. So he basically has it as an interior and exterior painting, pressure washing, of course, whenever you do, it's part of the job. Drywall, texturing, epoxy flooring, carpentry. So I guess carpentry could fall into, you know, some kind of, if somebody needs, some people like this job that he had, he did like, oh, can you close this door and open it over here? Can you close these windows?
Oh.
I don't want one window. I don't want two windows, you know, and stuff like that. So,
perfect. And I'm going to say commercial remodel also then.
Yeah, same, yeah. Pretty much. The cabinet, kitchen. He did a bathroom. He doesn't get into the plumbing, although he knows how to do it and electricity, but he's not willing to go into that. So.
Okay. I don't blame him. Oy. Electricity scares me.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. That looks good. And then let's go ahead and set up your onboarding call. So the onboarding call is where we do quality control. So one more check. So I'm doing a lot of checking and double checking, making sure I don't have any typos, but they still happen.
Yeah,
and I hate the boogers, but they still happen. Exactly. So, we'll do one more check to make sure we've got all of your information right, and then talk about what you want on your website, colors, things like that, show you how to get into your dashboard. And we block an hour for the call, but it usually only takes 25 to 30 minutes.
Okay.
Let's see what we've got. And I like to schedule the onboarding call at your earliest convenience, just because right after that call, we roll up our sleeves and get to work. And I really don't like taking your money and then not getting to work. So let's see. If you've got time today, we've actually got, maybe we've got a 3 o'clock today.
That sounds good. I have an appointment at 3:45. So if you said it's only going to take about 30 minutes or so.
Yeah, that might be a little bit tight. Sometimes they're not able to call right at the top of the hour if they get held over from their previous call. So let's try.
I can't cancel that appointment.
Oh, no. I wouldn't even ask you to. No way. Let's see. So we've got a noon today, or we can do tomorrow. Tomorrow's pretty much wide open, if that would work better for you.
Yeah, that'll be fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Tomorrow will be fine.
So we've got, let's see, the earliest is 9, and almost every hour on the hour all the way through, see, the last one is at 5. So what time works for you?
Can we do it at 5 tomorrow? That would be perfect. It's just that tomorrow I have a meeting at 10 o'clock, and sometimes they do go over an hour. A Zoom meeting.
Gotcha.
And, so those...
5 o'clock works.
That. Yeah, so 5 o'clock works best for me. And I can
perfect.
Make sure that... Central time, is that correct, or is it another time zone?
That's central time. Yep, that's central.
All right.
Let me grab that calendar appointment, and then I'm going to send that to you. So it'll be a Google calendar appointment if you use Google calendars. If not, I believe it, I think it'll put it into your Outlook too, if that's what you're using.
Okay. Yeah.
Get all the, get the right people in here. There we go. All right. So I've got another email headed your way. And the subject line on this one is Local Splash CIE. It's our goofy internal coding. Oh gosh, I'm still trying to write November. Maybe try again December. Oh. And then let me know when that one gets there. And I'm gonna put
you
this
said
in
Local
public.
Splash
CIE. Yeah, it's strange.
Okay, so Local Splash CIE. Okay.
Yes. So if you open that up, there should be a yes, no, maybe option.
Okay.
If you go ahead and click the yes when you get there.
You're talking
double
about
check.
Google, right? Invitation to unknown. Here we go. Okay. I got it. Invitation to unknown. DI. Discern. I know the sender. Okay. Perfect. Yes.
All right. Then let me see if it behaved itself and updated on this end. Wonderful. It did. Thank you, Veronica.
Okay.
All right. Yes. Let's see.
It's weird because I have the Google set up under my phone and then the other phone too. It just, yeah. So you want to go in and
oh.
So yeah.
Oh my.
Don't worry.
And then on your website, Veronica, no additional charge for it, but would you like payment integration? So the ability to send someone to your website to make payment. Like if you use PayPal or Cash App, Venmo, Zelle, I think is another one that we support. Did you want that on your website or no?
What do you suggest? Me being this first time doing this, what do you think, Gail? I mean, out of your experience
depends. If you're used to taking cash and checks, I would actually not do the credit card service payment.
Well, the reason why is because commercial businesses, they normally set you up as a vendor.
Right.
So they open
and they usually don't.
That's the way.
Yeah, they usually don't pay by credit card.
Yeah, and they don't pay by credit cards or deposit or anything like that. So they do basically accounts payable. You know, so you submit invoices and you know. So far, the commercial businesses that he's done, they all are by invoices and PO numbers and stuff like that. So they're all because he's a vendor. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, sure. I guess I would skip it. I mean, you know, your bills are pretty big. I mean, even a $1,000 bill, which would probably be small for you, paying out that whatever their percentage is, even 3%, that gets to be a lot. So I think without is a smart move for sure.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
and then another optional item, and no charge for it if you'd like to take advantage of it, it's our Splash app. So it's an app that you would download from the Play Store. It's compatible with iPhones and with the Androids. And so the app itself has its own unique phone number that would be local to you. What a lot of our clients will use it for is they'll use the app's phone number as their business number. That way they can keep business separate personal, but still on the same cell phone. And so if you wanted to make a business call, then you'd just go into the app and dial from there. And if you were giving that number out.
I used to do that all the time with my, I would do a lot of that, for my business, whenever I worked at the insurance company, I had a Google number, and I would always check people, text or call people through through the
right.
So I'm kind of familiar, but you set it up. Some people answer, but to me, we have a business cell phone, so I don't know if that would be, you know.
Probably no.
Sometimes Google will give you a number that's not local, and sometimes you just hesitate to answer. A lot of people do that. So maybe no. This number, the business number is what we have it for. I mean, it's specifically for business. We don't use it for any personal use or at all. So
perfect. We'll just leave it the way it is then. No need to fix something that isn't broken. Yeah. All
right.
And then let's go ahead and set up your security question and answer. So, unfortunately, we do only have three options. Mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your pet's first name. Which one would you rather?
I think the mother's, you said mother's maiden name?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then what is your mother's maiden, please?
Should I use his or mine?
Okay.
It's very short. Maria.
M-A-R-I-A.
Yep.
All right. Get that in
here. It's not her maiden name, but I will use it as her maiden.
That works. That's probably even better because it's harder for someone to figure out. So what I would do, Veronica, is if you do get one of those calls that you just don't know if it's us or not, or somebody calling saying they are from Local Splash, ask the security question. If they can't give you the answer, then it's not us. And if it is us, we're not going to be offended if you ask us for that. So,
No.
Yeah.
I'm all for authentication reasons, you know? I'm all for that.
You bet. All right. Perfect. And then I'm going to go ahead and set up your billing here. Now, got to ask you, I was just thinking about this too. If you'd like, we can add $100 onto your monthly in Facebook ads. So that would go directly to Facebook every single month. We would purchase $100 in Facebook ads. We write the ads, run them. We do the retargeting on them as well. If you really want some more business beyond what will come to you through the Google first page, it's a great way to bring in more business. Would you be interested?
So basically what you're saying is that you would be servicing or maintaining the Facebook page.
Exactly. So we'll of course help you get it up and running, get everything all set, and then we'll run your ads for you on Facebook too. So I should tell you a little bit about Facebook. I never used to like it. I don't use it for social reasons.
I tried to stay away from it, but yeah.
Right. I do too. But during the pandemic, people had a shift in how they buy. They started working extra hard to keep their spending dollars local, and they started attempting to use Facebook Marketplace to find local services along with, you know, stuff that people had for sale. And Facebook took note and they put in more things that made them better for business. I guess is the best way to say that. And it's the advertising on Facebook is so cheap. So just to give you an idea how far we stretched that $100, we have one specific team that's all they do is write, run, and manage Facebook ads. So they're really, really good at it. But they're really good too at targeting your ads so that your ads are showing in front of the right demographic, people that you want to work with, and not in front of people you don't want to work with. And we can drill in, there's so many different criteria that we can target by. So that's one advantage. Something else that I really like, though, about using Facebook is the retargeted ads. And I'm sure you've experienced a retargeted ad if you didn't know it by name. Good example, a couple of weeks ago, I needed new Wranglers. Mine were worn out. My local Murdoch's is what we've got here. It's our Fleet Farm store. They didn't have the right length. I'm too tall for what they had. So I went on Wrangler.com. I ordered my jeans. But ever since then, everywhere I go, the game I play before I fall asleep at night, my Facebook feed, my, heck, it even comes up on my Amazon and on Google, ads for jeans following me everywhere. Have you ever had those ads that follow you like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I think my daughter, because my daughter does a lot of stuff for him too, so I think she was the one that kind of mentioned it to me the other day that they retarget, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the cool interesting.
It is. Well, and so what happens is the ad will follow them around, and the really cool thing is those retargeted ads, so like when your daughter is seeing the ad pop up here and there, don't cost you anything as the advertiser.
Yeah.
It's just free branding and free views for somebody who might buy from you. And the only time it costs you anything is when they do click through on the ad in order to get in touch with you. And so that on average, worst case, the click-through is only about 50 cents against that $100. So if you think of the $100 as a debit account, I guess is a good way to look at it. I own a restaurant and I need to have my kitchen remodeled. I click on your ad. It's 50 cents taken out of that $100. So it's not on top of. So if we do add the $100 in Facebook, you'd be at $2.99 a month and never anything more. So we make sure that you stay, you don't go over that spending limit.
So is it also a one-time fee, pretty much, Dale?
So we would use...
So once the money is over, then... Yeah, okay, I got it. I went blank.
Makes sense.
I'm sorry.
No, no worries. No worries.
I'm like, okay. I know. Okay. Yeah, so that kind of works. That kind of, like, does a little bit what Angelique does, you know, or Holmes, you know, they do that. You know, they, you know, you take a, you know, a customer, you know, they send you a lead and it's a package, you know, so they deduct, you know, and that's, that's how they do it. And that's why whenever you said, no, ours is unlimited, you know, who, they call you directly, you know, then at that point it's like, okay, I like that better.
Right. And the, with the Facebook too, they'll call you directly. Same thing. We don't filter or screen those. Did you want to, go ahead and add that?
Also, now let me ask you something. Gail, real quick on Facebook. Do you also kind of do the same profile as far as commercials? Only?
Yep. So, so we'll target and run the ads so that they are in front of commercial. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Okay. We are re-adding it on. I think it's a smart move. I really do. Okay.
It is. I mean, if you're going to do it, might as well do it all at once and not in sections.
Right.
To kind of see the impact, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And you know what I just realized, Veronica? Our phone system is squirrely. When we get to an hour, a rude voice comes on and tells us we've been kicked out. We're actually at 59 minutes. So if you don't mind, we'll hang up and I'll dial you right back. And then we'll finish getting everything going for you.
Sure.
All right, I will talk to you in just a minute. Thank you, hon.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.